So my question for you would be, have you ever completed a new media project for a graduate level course?
Not completed. No, I haven't. Well, for a graduate, I took, at the master's level, I took writing electronic environments. So I did complete a website, a couple of different websites for that class.
Okay.
But strictly using images and, you know, sort of the macromedia suites there.
So basically once, when it was for one master's level course. Okay.
And it was a production course.
And so it was required. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I guess I should have asked as well, how would you rate your comfort level with computers?
I would say I'm pretty comfortable with computers. I've been using them since I was a kid and, you know, I've been doing web stuff since I was in college.
Okay. And how would you rate your comfort level with new media tools?
Pretty comfortable. I actually took some, when I was teaching, I actually found I wasn't using them. My first job was in IT consulting, so I did use stuff for that job, and actually when I was an undergrad, I had done some websites for the school, and that was because that was like the 90s when nobody knew how to do it yet. But then I didn't really play with it at all, so the newest tools I'm not familiar with. I have sort of a learning curve with some of those. But I because I knew how to code HTML, I get what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. I'm sorry. So, you haven't ever completed a new media project when it was an option? You could have done writing or...
Right.
Okay. You did have one instance where you started that.
Yes.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and,
talk
about that.
Okay. Well, that was for Techs and Technologies, the required course in the program. And we talked a lot about new media and new media scholarship throughout the semester, and so when it was an option at the end, especially because I was working on blogs, and I thought that because I was analyzing them for sort of elements of identity construction, I thought, wouldn't it be nicer to be able to link directly out, you know, to be able to bring the images into the argument, into the paper, would be nice, but to be able to actually give my readers an option to go out and look at these blogs directly in their own context, I had thought would be very powerful, and because I'm also interested in sort of feminist research and feminist perspective, I felt like that would give these people who had not chosen to be in my project, who I had selected, it would give them a little bit more of their own voice. So I was very, very big on that. And initially I was even going to make it a blog, because I was commenting on blogs. But the problem with doing it as a blog, I found quickly, was to use the different conventions the way they're used is to immediately alert the blogs you're talking about that you're out there and writing about them, which, since I'm new at this, I was a little uncomfortable with. Because of that Web 2.0 functionality, that ability for them to talk back when I wasn't maybe ready for anyone to talk back to me yet, I quickly sort of decided that might be a conflict that would create sort of unneeded problems in putting the paper together. So I sort of abandoned that, though I felt badly about it because, again, sort of looking at it from the feminist lens, well, if they wanted to talk back, shouldn't I have been open to that? And all of the rest of it, but again, timeliness, completion of a project, sanity, sort of ruled those out for me. So then I still wanted to do it web-based because, again, I thought at least I could link out. There wouldn't be that sort of Web 2.0 aspect to it, but again, at least my reader could still have that contextual nature. And so I spent probably, after I'd sort of gotten together what the argument of the paper was, I spent a good 3 or 4 days mapping out pages, deciding what content would be on them, collecting images, collecting some sound, and then came the point when I had to put it all together, and that's when it just fell apart for me. It was coming close on the deadline, and I just wasn't, I didn't even get that far in the actual production, because I'd spent all this time mapping it out because I was trying so hard to make sure that there was an argument, to make sure that it wasn't sort of completely freeform. I'm not a poet. So, you know, for me, it has to have some sort of structure in order to be writing. And so when I started trying to put it into the pages and work some of the stuff in, I just found that my voice went funny, I didn't know who I was talking to anymore in the new media stuff. Like, I felt like I was being almost personal and confessional in places that I was not comfortable with in an academic setting. And it generally just sort of got to that point where I said, I don't know how to do this. I know how to put the information on the page, but I don't know how to turn this in. And I guess I'm just enough OCD that was enough to scare me off. And I ended up writing a regular paper. And it was, and at that point, it was easy. It was sort of the last minute. where all of a sudden I had to take all these notes and create, you know, the 20-page manuscript when it wasn't in that form at all. But I found that was faster.